Proclamation number 7985 of 6th of September, 1961. Dissolution of the earth is God's act of love. My love alone is also the reason for the last work of destruction on this earth. You may well object that a God who wants to be recognized as Creator will not destroy his own works of creation. Yet I know and have known since eternity why I let material creations come into being, and I also know when they have fulfilled their purpose, when they have to be dissolved again for the sake of the spiritual substances bound in them. I know the final purpose of everything I created, and the final purpose has again only been determined by my greater than great love. And it will always be my love's reason, whatever happens on earth and in the whole universe. Admittedly, you humans cannot overlook this because you don't know the correlations of all this, because you lack the understanding for it as long as your soul has not reached a certain degree of maturity. But I could never do otherwise than work with love and bring my wise plans to fruition. For I have set myself the aim of the beatification of all beingness which has emerged from my love. Thus my love is the reason, even if you humans are unable to recognize it. Yet you are still limited in your thinking and understanding. You are mostly still in a state of wretchedness, and this also signifies a lack of light. You cannot recognize anything, and you don't know about my eternal plan of salvation. You only see with the eyes of a still immature human being, and you also compare me with yourselves in your limitation. Thus you judge me in my reign and activity according to human judgment. And thus a work of destruction, such as will take place at the end of the earth, is also an act of unkindness for you, because then you yourselves will lose your life as well as everything of substance which testifies to life and creation. For you don't know that every work of creation contains fallen spiritual substances which shall develop upwards. You don't know that every destruction of such works of creation, which originate from my will, signifies an act of redemption for the bound spiritual substance, a new stage in the ascent development which is to take place according to eternal law, which again is only based on my great love. But as soon as this knowledge can be conveyed to you, as soon as you receive my direct instructions from above or are indirectly instructed by my messengers, you will already have reached a certain degree of maturity of your souls. And then you will have understanding for my eternal plan of salvation, and you will also look forward to the end without fear. You will no longer regard a destruction of earth as an act of unkindness. You will know my plan and my aim and be in such close contact with me that you will be able to recognize my love in everything that happens. You'll reciprocate my love and therefore also endure it and confess me before the world when this confession is demanded of you. And therefore I instruct you again and again and inform you about my nature. For this nature of mine is misrepresented to you if you portray me as a god of wrath and vengeance, as a god of heartlessness, as a punishing judge or of early strict lord whom you should or must fear because you do not recognize him as a being who is love in himself. And this is why I repeatedly bring the truth to you humans, for you live in darkness, you cannot distinguish truth from error, and you are far more likely to accept error than the truth which originates from me. And therefore purification must also take place on earth, which started with the purification of the word which you have represented as my word until now and which can no longer be acknowledged as my word, for it has lost its claim to be regarded as my word due to constant contamination. As long as you humans are unable to recognize your God and Creator as an exceedingly loving Father, you are not in the right knowledge about Him, about His nature, his rule and activity and about the connection of all events which are only intended to achieve the highest aim of shaping you, his living creations, entries, children. For love is my fundamental nature. You also emerged from love, thus you were originally of the same substance, and one day love will also bring about the union with me again, which will make you the most blissful beings again, as you were in the beginning. Amen.